Blog Talk Radio. Please announce yourself.
Hey, how are you?
Good, bright and early.
You know I'll be doing it bright and early. I'll be like, up with the sunrise. You should have seen me this morning try to videotape the sunrise, knowing doggone well I had to prepare for the show. I was like, Asada, put the tripod down and go ahead and do the show. So talk to me, baby. How are you in terms of what's going on with the book? See, I know you. Then I got wind that, oh, you design work too. What is that about? So tell me a little bit about your connection to the book fair. How did you even find us?
My friend Yakira.
Okay.
She was telling me this is the first one. It was the very first one. She was like, hey, there's this big book fair going on and you should check it out. I was probably an author. I had just released my first couple of books, and I checked it out and see what was going on. And at the time, your book fair, the Soulful Chicago Book Fair, was the biggest book fair that I ever attended at the time. Before then, it was like little small book fairs and things like that, and I really didn't have a lot of experience with doing with the public. I'm an introvert, you know, so, you know, if you want to sell books, you need to be able to engage the audience, and I really appreciated that before the book fair, you had classes, you had meetings, and you were teaching us how to engage the public, how to talk to people, what to use, get your pitch together. He was having us go through pitch and how to sell each other's books and what needs to be on the table to draw people in and how to gain people's interest and what to say and what not to say and be stand on your feet and engage people. And it really, really helped us.
Be
personable, you know what I'm saying? So they don't get too much into their spaces, but and then he was telling us about how you hand somebody something like a bookmark or a piece of candy so that you can give them your pitch, and because they took it, they feel almost obligated to at least listen to you for about 15 to 20 seconds, and that's your pitch, and then you draw them over to the table. That was invaluable information to me because I still use it to this day when I'm at book fairs and I'm selling books, having a table, you have like a bowl of candy, and then you have your bookmarks and your business cards, and you have your pitch. It's been phenomenal since then. So yeah, and the first fair where you have the parade early in the morning with the elders and the dance, and then after that it was time to get to it, and it was just so surprising to see so many people in the Woodlawn community, just all over Chicago, come to the book fair and buy books, and it was just great. The weather was great. The first one was a little hot, but the weather was great, and the people were great. I brought my little generator, and people was coming over there. Armadale was like, hey, let me charge my phone and stuff like that. It was great. I really enjoyed myself. Like I said, it was my biggest book fair, and I did phenomenal. I sold so many books and gathered so many readers and so many connections from different authors in Chicago, because you never really know how many authors there are in your area until they gather together for one common goal, and it's to promote, you know, black literacy. It was amazing. It was great.
Man, look, I'm sitting here like this. Who did that? I'm like this. Who taught that? Who said that? You know, because I was in the flow. You know, I'm an author, so it's different. It wasn't just like, I'm going to have a book fair. I'm going to sell you a table. You know, it's really like, yo, who's taking care of the authors? Who's making sure that we have what we need? And there's a game to this. You know, there's promotion to this. And, you know, many times you write, but people don't know the business side or the marketing side. And so whatever I learned in life, I'm going to impart on everybody else. I'm so happy that it made that impact on you. I'm like, dang. See, that's why I want people to call in and just let us know. Now, I'm going to show you. Now, people are going to be I have two callers, so I want to take a caller first. Let's get 773-410. Let's get that person. You're on air. Say your name and where you're calling from.
Good morning. My name is Sandra L. Washington. I'm here in Chicago. I am grateful to be able to call in today to speak about the Soulful Chicago Book Fair, as well as the virtual Chicago Book Fair that I had the opportunity of just now. Well, I wouldn't say just now, but I had the opportunity of being at and in the last time that we had this event. I am thankful to those who led the way and, you know, stood up first and was like, let us get her started, because they've given me a path forward. The book fair means so much more to me than just a book fair. The networking that I was allowed to, you know, take part in and that has stayed with me forever, will ever stay with me. So I'm thankful to you, aside. Thankful to all the authors that actually have taken a part of whatever book fair it was under the auspices of ASADA. I'm thankful for everyone. So with that being said, I am going to close out and return it to you.
Thank you, Sandra. Look, I got my tissue right here. I got my tissue right here. Y'all making me tear up. Thank you, Sandra. Sandra was in my Metaverse book fair. So if you was in a Metaverse book fair, you really believed in something I was saying. I was doing something right, because that's just such a new environment, and we're going to be doing more with that. But thank you for calling in, Sandra. Or we got another caller. Them real quick, and we're getting back into my man because he has so much to offer. 773-690, you're on the air. Who are you? Say your name and where you're calling from.
My name is Rashida Ali, and I'm calling from Chicago. I have a question. The author, the brother who was speaking about the book, this is what he designed, because I've written a book in Arabic and English, a coloring book for the children, and
okay.
I haven't had it published, and so I'm going to attend to help with that. I already have the material on paper and everything.
Okay. So you need a designer for the cover of the book?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. You about to get hooked up. You about to get hooked up. Let me do my dance, sis. You can't, you might not even see me. I'm doing you about to get hooked up dance.
I've had this business for over 3 years. I need some help. I haven't asserted myself to get it for a long time.
Okay. Well, I'm going to let this brother speak so you can hear what he does. And if you're in front of a video, if you're in front of a computer, you're going to be able to see some of his work because I'm about to put it up. And then I'm going to have his contact information up in a minute so that you can get the website and everything, okay?
Okay.
His name is
Navi
Robbins, okay?
Navi
All right.
Robbins.
Keep listening.
Okay.
Yeah, Navi, N-A-V-I, Robbins. Hey,
yes.
Navi,
thank
you want people to call you? You want them to call you, Navi?
They can email me or they can message me on social media at Author Navi Robbins. They can message, you know, contact me through the website.
Okay. I'm putting up the website now, y'all. Look, NaviRobbins.net. N-A-V-I-R Robbins, R-O-B-I-N-S.net. Okay, sis?
Excellent, sis. Yes, sir.
Right.
Thank you for telling me.
Yes,
yes.
All right,
thank
you got
you.
It. Mm-hmm. All right, so Navi, let us start to show your jam, because you already know I got examples up of your work. Like, let's not get that twisted. Now, look at this, y'all. So I put the African-Centered Career Development up because he's the one that designed that. Then you got this other book I put up here. Y'all see how he have, you could put, he said author name, and he has like a, explain the energy of this particular book cover. What were you thinking? Like, what kind of story might go with this image?
So it usually have a service that does pre-made book covers for authors. So I would design a book cover and then an author can see it and be like, oh my God, this matches my story that I'm writing.
Yes.
And so it's kind of it kind of helps authors to publish their works in an economical way.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't cost as much as getting a custom book cover done, but you still have the custom book cover feel, the custom book cover aesthetics and the quality. And so that's what that is for. So they have all the names. So the inspiration for Broken Thorns, it can be a genre of like fantasy.
Mm-hmm.
Or it can be a genre of kind of like romance or even like a suspense thriller.
Mm.
You know, like those Esther type of thing, like, you know, Flowers in the Attic or something like that.
Got you.
So and they can keep the title or they can change the title. I do not charge extra for people keeping the titles.
Okay.
Titles are free. And the pre-made book covers are $40.
Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy.
The pre-made book covers are $40 instead of the $150 or higher for the custom book cover design. So, again, if you look at the quality of the pre-made book covers, you cannot tell that these are pre-made.
Right.
They look like they belong on the shelf in Barnes & Noble, Walmart,
mm-hmm.
Books & Millions.
Yep.
And that is why I design it the way that I do. I want my cover designs or anything that I do to compete with the major five.
Mm-hmm.
If it doesn't look better or comparable, to me, it's a fail.
It's not fair. Look, now y'all look at the energy. Let me bring this up full blast. Now look at the quality of this. I put two different looking genres up here. But again, talk a little bit about, because the sister that just called, hold on, they're like, who that ghost talking? The sister that just called in has a book. She has a coloring book. She needs a cover. So you would be able to help her, correct?
Yes, absolutely. I also do children's book illustrations or just illustrations. So I do those as well.
Mm-hmm.
I do also offer a pre-made children's book service.
Mm.
So you get the book cover, 10 illustrations for $380.
All right. He giving you the packages.
I'm giving you exactly. And Kills' books are probably one of the more profitable, yet it can be costly if you're going with quality illustrations. Now, if you want to go cheap, then it is what it is. But you're getting quality illustrations, 10, plus your book cover for print and ebook, $380. You're not going to find that price for the quality illustrations. So I do offer that, but I do also offer custom illustrations as well. I'm grabbing my trusty iPad here with the pen, and I draw your custom illustrations, and I create book covers, any type of illustration that you want, illustration you want the cartoon to look like a real person, you want it to be an animal, whatever it may be, I can design those for you. Like these here, Obsidian is a comic book that I am releasing for myself.
Nice.
And it's one of the it is the foundational character for my own comic book universe.
Nice.
So Obsidian, that is my work, and then next to it, a sister came to me and said, "Hey, look, my niece, I want to create a picture of her dressed as a Dormilaje from Black Panther." Mm-hmm. I think you may have a picture of her niece, so you can come see the comparison of the real life person compared to the quality of work that I presented to her with her in that illustration of her dressed as a Dormilaje.
Yes, when you sent me that picture, I just didn't know what it was. I was like, oh no, I don't know what to do. But now I can see it's the real girl, and you put her on this superhero body, and it's awesome. Yeah, definitely awesome work. And I'm loving that you're coming out with this comic book. It's so funny. My daughter is a photographer, and she has a coffee table book, and I think the name is going to be Obsidian, because if y'all don't know what Obsidian is, it is a rock. It's black and shiny, created from lava. And so, you know, so if you know what it is and you see that cover right there, you'd be like, oh, dip, okay. I've got to get an idea of the flavor of what you're doing. And so you can see the work. I like I said, you are author to me first, but I love that you've taken not just being an author, but you've taken it into these other realms of creation. You know what I'm saying? It's for creation for the author community. Because, see, that's why I do the book fair, because I'm like, yo, who's repping us? You know, it's a ton of people. We're not being represented well in terms of marketing, and I always want to make sure that we are, that that's what we are for people. And so in terms of the book fair and the things that you mentioned, like the marketing and this and this and that, are there other things that you've benefited from in terms of the book fair that maybe didn't even happen there or happened that led into other parts of what you do?
Yeah, absolutely. Again, learning how to sell myself was probably the most valuable asset, you know. And then meeting different people, because meeting different people opened other avenues. I met different authors. We linked up. And one of the authors that I met at the book fair opened the door for me to meet my agent.
Wow.
Which allowed me to get a 3-book deal with Simon & Schuster. A hybrid author, so I'm independent as well as majorly published. So that opened the door for me. It really, the Soulful Chicago Book Fair for me was kind of like this, the jump off point to my writing career. It really was, because again, like I said, that was my first major book fair. Like, I hadn't done anything that side as opposed to, I did like one small event in Chicago. But outside of that, that was the biggest, and it was a little scary. I was a little spooked out, I'm not going to lie. But because it's different selling a book to someone who don't know who you are. And, you know, but the benefits of the community, connecting with people, I encourage people to get to the book fair and connect, create community with all of the other authors there. Also, too, I love how, you know, once once you build those relationships, they grew. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they say there's no I in team, but the biggest team for me is your network, is your net worth.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, and building a network for, especially for black creators and black authors is crucial, is paramount.
Mm.
Because like you said earlier, like, we're, you know, certain spaces we're not expected to move in, certain spaces we're not allowed in. And so when you create that network, though, you create, you know, you people start to open doors for you, you open doors for them,
mm-hmm.
because my network just grew. And now, you know what I'm saying, with the graphics design business, because that's how it was. Because at the time, I really wasn't doing graphics design for other people like that.
Okay. Right.
But then once I got the I was designing covers for myself, compared to a few other people, but it didn't grow until I started connecting with people with you and the Soho Chicago Book Fair, and you started sending people my way, like, hey, now we got you, go ahead, and now he's doing designs, look at his covers. And from there, it's created to where now I'm an entrepreneur. I've been doing this for over almost 15 years now, and it's been profitable. And, you know, and I now, at this point, has probably created over 200 children's books for black authors.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't even count how many book covers and designs and logos and websites and things like that. So, yes, the Soho Chicago Book Fair was kind of like the jump-off point for me. It was like that T-minus 10, 9, 8, and then I just took off into the stratosphere. So I've always been grateful because, for me, like you said earlier, I want to provide services, especially with graphics design or even writing books, that open doors to places that we're not expected to be in.
Right.
I write stories in my books because I'm a fiction author. My stories put us in places where you're not expecting for us to be, a story that you expect a James Bond or someone like that. But here was this brother and this sister, you know, fighting against an international secret crime syndicate so that they can bring an African warlord to justice, or a brother sent to Mexico City to run an oil corporation that finds himself in the middle of a war between two warring drug cartels, but at the same time he's a secret agent. Or a young man who finds out that he's an heir to a supernatural people. And he is the last of his kind, and the only person that wants to tell him about himself is his enemy. So it's like those types of stories, young adult paranormal, actions and suspense, espionage, spy thrillers, those types of things, but writing stories that we're not expected to be in is what I gravitate to and what I put out into the world. And again, Soho Chicago Book Fair was like that. Place that was like, man, like, I can really do this.
Mm.
I can do this. You got thousands of people coming to this fair, thousands of black people in a neighborhood that they keep telling you it's not safe.
True.
And it's safe, right? It's safe. There was no trauma. There was nothing. He's sitting there like, what? You know? And, yeah, and he's like, we got to go back again. We got to go back again. It was beautiful. You had the food trucks. You had music. You had programs for children. You had, and I love how you separated the blocks. You know, you had your children's book block. You had your fiction block, nonfiction block, so that everybody can get their time to shine.
Hmm.
It was amazing.
Nice.
The entertainment, it was just great.
Let me tell y'all, see, the way we do books, it's not going to be just tables and chairs and some books. Yo, this is an experience. It's a movement. That's how I see this now. We've been around for 8 years, and this is a movement where those of us that write books, we're doing it. We're doing it for ourselves. We are controlling the narrative of what we are. And like Navi said, the sky's the limit with that, Jim, because espionage, children's books, like, you really can come to the Soho Chicago Book Fair world and have that reality, you know, and that fantasy, but we're creating the narrative, and that's what I love about it. So Navi designing something for one of my authors right now. So he not only does book covers, y'all, he does the banner design, Do you do, like, marketing with the cards and all of that as well?
Yes, I do. I provide banners, you know, background banners, pull-up banners, the good banners that you put on your tables, you know, display your pricing,
mm-hmm.
business cards, bookmarks. If you need it, like, custom tablecloths,
mm-hmm.
If you need custom products like custom cups and things like that, I do all of those.
Nice.
And not just the design, but also the product itself. So, yeah. I'm a one-stop shop for authors from point A to point publish.
Mm.
Whatever it is that you need, we come to North Shore Graphic Studios, and we got you.
Yo, don't sleep, y'all. Beep, beep, beep. He has it all. So I want to thank you for coming on today, brother. It was wonderful having you. Look forward to continue working with you, and I'm so happy that everything's expanding because you do awesome work. So keep it up, keep it up, keep it up.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Peace. You got it, babe. So we're going to a commercial break, guys, and when we come back, Martin Luther King, we're going to give you some stuff that builds our children. So we'll be back after these messages.
And it's Abdullah.
And if you're watching this, that means you're one of the 4.6 billion people from around the world who are using an electronic device to talk to people. In these times, people are using the internet to talk to everybody. Friends, neighbors, family members, coworkers. People are on their cell phones and computers all day long. Now, if you're in business, that is great news. That means you can sell your products and services all day long and never have to leave your home. All you need is a media connection, somebody to connect you to an audience. And that's why I'm talking to you today. We produce programs, and our audience members are people who shop. They buy clothes, food, beauty supplies, cleaning supplies, home repair, transportation services, child care services, whatever you're selling, they need to buy. We're your media connection. Just follow this link, and tomorrow you can sit back and relax at home while your business is making you money.
Let it be known. Look, where is light coming from? The sun trying to come in my window, creating that bright light. Anyway, so thank you. You are tuned in to Gathering of the Griots. I have that number down there. This is testimony time. This is what the show is about today. It's about people calling in that, yo, it's stories I don't even know about. All the stuff that Navi just said about how he's grown from the book fair. I don't even know all that stuff. But the key is, you know, like I said earlier to Robin, I'm gonna create pro-survival attention, right? I'm going to make it so that people are surviving better because of what I'm doing, right? That's what motivates me, to look at how, not, you know, doing stuff for me is corny. That's right? Except for going dancing. And y'all know I'll be out there dancing. But when it comes to everything I do is to make people better, whether it be Scientology, getting them to take life improvement classes, whether it's cryptocurrency, helping people improve their financial situation, and being an author, getting your book out. That's just extremely important. So I am about to bring on another guest, baby. Ooh-wee. Ooh-ooh-ooh-wee. I think I want to show their vibe first because I just love what they do. So hold up. I'm going to bring it up. Because first of all, I love this couple. I just love them. That's what I need you to know. Now, since inception, I love this couple. Because when you see a man and a woman really synchronize and then create something, I just think that's dope. I just think it's fabulous. And so I'm going to show something first. I'm going to show it. Let me get it all done. Let me share this. And I'm going to show you what they do. And it's so important because they're going to be at the next book fair in a minute. But, let me just go all into it and show it. Hold on. Oh, my God, I'm so happy about it. Okay, hold on. Uh-oh, they don't even know I'm going there. Look, first of all, look at their website, right? Music magic time, honey. Look, kids running around, all races, having fun. But I want to show a video that I just think is stellar. Hold on. I'm going to find this. I was like, can you send me that? But let's just play it. Let me make it big and let me just play it. Tip tap of what they do. We are gonna bring on y'all. Look at this sun truck. This sun trying to get on in my picture now. Come on, Sunita. Now I love this sun, but she trying to get in my show. I'm gonna go to my girl Yakini because she is actually gonna be. They're gonna be performing at the Soulful Chicago Book Fair on the 20th. I'm bringing it on. Boom! Look at my babies. Turkey Lee. Hi guys. Let me see if you're on. Let me tell y'all something. The reason I love that, because she little like me now. Yeah. She a little feisty little mama. And then she got this big old king be like, boo. Yeah, look. Swing his locks to the, over to the front. Boo. That's what we talking about. So, yes, indeed. You guys, I know you had a chance to come the last event in the summer. You were on the lineup, and the rain was like, we gonna rain through your whole thing. But you came out anyway. But tell us a little bit about yourself and Music Magic Time and just what y'all bring to the table with young people. Tell me about it.
Well, we've been in the music industry forever. I am a musician, a tour musician, and I've been all around the world and playing music, representing AE and all that. So it's been music has been an essential part of our lives. And I mean, it was a shock. I didn't know she was a singer when I met her. But she has a wonderful voice. And also, we had a preschool, so we've been doing music with children for over 25 years. And so now we're branching out and we're doing concerts more and things like that. So it's just Music Magic is the program for children. If you want your kids to have fun, also learning while learning. So Music Magic is the one-stop place to stop for that. And it's a program that engages students in every aspect, physical activities and gross motors and everything. So we really help them participate and grow and be ready for school, actually. Yeah.
We start with children from 0 to 7. And we have an amazing curriculum. It's seasonal, 4 seasons that we do music, all original music. And, of course, we play with traditional songs and we turn them into sounds and beats and rhythms from all over the world.
Yes.
All right.
Now, look now. See, I got them in the mix. I'm like, we're going to do this. We're going to take two on this bad boy. They're actually going to be performing at the Soulful Chicago Book Fair on April 20th. And so, So if you have children, you definitely want to bring them. Y'all tell me a little bit about, well, testimony-wise, because you wouldn't be here if you didn't see a value in coming to the book fair. What's the reason why coming to the book fair is something that you would even do?
Well, we love supporting our films, and we love seeing stuff at first time. So it's a given for the minute that we get the invite, we are in, because we are with people that love themselves and love self-kind, and so we always want to participate in that. And you, my sister, I'm holding that forever. And it's a privilege for us to be with you, because you are one of the queens in the conscious movement in Chicago, in New York, and everywhere. You are right? It's just you cannot not move when Music Magic is on.
That's right.
We are there at your book club because you are one of the best. I keep promoting our young, our youth to be your best. We're always going to be part of that. So thank you for
having us. Hey, look at them pictures now. Look, y'all, check it out. My man, he's in it with the kids. Look, everybody want to come get some of that flavor now. I know, look, we in our community, we playing for our community, but look, some other communities like, hold up, watch my kids too. I need you to vibe with my children. So just what have you found? What's the result of the work that y'all are doing with the young people? What do you see evolving as a result?
Man, I see their joy and their freedom in the program. And that's what it's for. It's for self-expression. And we're teaching them to do that very young. Get engaged. Get your hands in. Get your hands ready.
Mm-hmm.
You know, participation is important. Everyone that's in front of us is special. And every one of them get our special treatment, through music. And we teach a lot of movement. So young children get to dance to the beat every morning. We do it with them, and it's just wonderful. And also, we introduce them to all the basics of learning. So the program we see how it works is that it reinforces all the basics of math and colors and shapes and sizes and numbers and letters and all of that. And we even have them spelling words while singing. They're spelling their name and their pet name and their mom and their dad, all through music. And a simple example of that is when we said, I know a girl named Sara. Her name starts with the letter A.
Are you still there? Go ahead and talk. We can hear you. Talk nice and loud. Use your outside voice. I don't hear no outside voice. So go ahead, Yakini. Continue.
Okay. I want to show you the drum that he's going to give a little sample. Can you see it?
We can. Let me make the screen nice and big. Give y'all a stage. Go ahead. Look at that. Ooh, yeah. Mm-hmm. We can see it good. I love it. Thank you.
Yeah, I think your body parts. while they're moving, and then they're touching each body part. We do everything from hair all the way to the nail of toes. So,
love it.
Yeah, and they love it. They just say, can we do more?
Yes.
What's so beautiful about this song is we all are part of the human family. And when we teach children that young,
yes,
that's a game changer.
Yes, absolutely. See, that's what I love. It's so funny because the Soulful Chicago Book Fair has a kind of a reputation. And a dude that did urban fiction was telling me that the word on the street was, don't do that one. It's only for kids, right? Because they know this is a family event. But I was like, boy, I didn't make that up. Somebody else made that up. Everybody is welcome. You just can't have nothing offensive or anything like that. But that's all. I don't want to hear no preacher's prostitute as your title. No. We can't do that. So, you know, we want everything to be clean, but I love you all's presence in the event because now our children will be able to add to that experience because this is all about storytelling. Gathering of the griots, baby. What are the ways that we communicate? What are the ways that we get an idea across? And so you all coming to the table and coming to the event and creating this for young people, they are going to be there at the book fair, y'all, about noon. So get your children. It starts at 10 on the 20th, but have your children there definitely by noon so they can experience music magic time, baby. Now, is there? I'm going to put your website up here. If they go to your website, what are some of the things that they can expect?
They can listen to the songs, look at the children's participation.
Don't play with me, girl. I got it on the face, girl. Get on out of here.
Apple Music, Spotify, anywhere you buy your music, we are everywhere. So go find it and go let the children listen to them. You know, listen for yourself. And enjoyable for parents as well. It's not just for children.
Oh, yeah.
It's amazing. It's very good. Your child has a good time. So with you.
Yeah, y'all heard him say he's a musician, so don't even get it twisted. When you watch some videos on their book, on their site, he's playing the instruments now. And then they be having big parties on Lake Park outside their house and be out there with the band, the straight-up drum set, all of that. So, you know, you all are official. And so when people come and experience you, they are experiencing our culture. That's the thing that's the bomb. You know, y'all are both from Haiti, correct? Right. So y'all bring it, look, y'all watch this. They just gave us a little soaker with that. I was like, think what is that?
Yes, born and raised here. I'm from Haiti. I'm from born and raised in Haiti.
Okay.
Great.
No doubt. But you already know. You the same bloodline. You already know, honey. Don't be thick. Look, bring that patois right up in here today. Let's get that rolling. So, yeah, I really do value the fact that you guys are going to be coming on. You guys, if you want to speak to Music Magic Time right now, you better do it before it's too late. The number, I have it going across the screen, is 727-731-5192. But if you're watching this on YouTube or you're watching it on Facebook, you actually can put your comment down there and I'll see it and I can share it. So just want you to contribute if you'd like or call in because, hey, you don't have to wait to the 20th. You can do it now. But the 20th, I want y'all to mark your calendars. April 20th will be our book fair from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. And Music Magic Town will be there. Is there something you want to say to our families about the importance of what you're doing? You said a lot already about, you know, what they're learning and what have you. But what's your grand vision? What's your vision for the future of Music Magic Town?
We see it becoming a staple. We becoming a staple for children learning that are in preschool, of course, and all the way up to, you know, six, seven years old to be able to find something they enjoy in Music Magic Time and learning at the same time. So we want to continue promoting movement through music, and children are the best. They get in right away. They just get in. You know, they don't have a shame in the world, a care in the world. They just want to have fun and move. Love to move. Children love to move. So this magic is for that exactly. To get them moving, gross motor, dancing, doing dance moves together with the beat. So all that is really important. Also, all the other learning components that we teach throughout the program is at play. You know, they're using their small motors. It's not only gross motor. hold the sticks, they have to hold masculine cone, all this kind of thing to sort of say how many aspirins do we have so they can count, you know, so they can actually put numbers together themselves and say, hey, hi, that's been found, and those guys, they have to count themselves. So the form, I mean, just wonderful in that way.
I would also like to add that there's a big research about children and their development, and many years ago, they would say from the era age of 0 to 5 or 0 to 3, everything matters.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're going even younger, you know, so we know that everything you say, everything you touch, every experience that a child has matters. So we are committed to creating upstanding human beings through music magic time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is so, I just love this. Well, first of all, you already know when y'all come, the main person that's going to be dancing is me. I would be at that event, baby. I would be like, Soca, Soca, work it, work it. So, you know, this just the fun that's going to be had. And the fact that it's in a school, it's in Betty Shabbat. And so they're young people, and having them there, this is just a really big opportunity for us to just do what we do. You know, do what we do and create the effects that we create. And so I'm really happy about just y'all's presence there and what this is going to turn into. And so you guys see that website. It's www.musicmagictime.com. I know they were able to watch videos, but can't they book you or something on there too? I thought I saw that. So can't they book classes? Did you say that?
Classes, but more so book birthday parties also.
Oh, okay. So, that's important. So they could bring you in for parties. So y'all hear that, right? So bringing them in for parties, having like a, because that's going to be part fun, part educational, period. Like,
yeah,
you know.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
We want everyone to know that we also do programs for adults. We do weddings.
Oh.
Birthday parties.
Y'all my people, right? It's certain people. I roll with fly people. That's what y'all need to know. That's what I do. And so even when this show opened, she said hello in so many languages. She said it in Chinese. She said it in Russian. She said it in from Ghana. Like, so that fits right in with who, what we do and why we do it, whether it be here with Gathering of the Griots, but the umbrella organization of the Female Solution, this is how we roll, and that's why this show exists. So I just want to say thank you to you guys for being here. Boop, 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 boop. Y'all get ready for them because, look, I even got them on the thing. Hold up. Let me show you. I got them on the promo. Don't get it twisted. Look, here we go. Boom. Hold on. There we go. See them at the top? Music magic time. So they will be there on April 20th, you guys. And, we just love you, and I thank you for coming on today. And I'll see you on the 20th.
Thank you, Father.
You got it, guys. Peace. All right. So, guys, we'll be back after these messages with another beautiful man. She's a dope author. I love what she has to say, but she's another one who's believed in me since the beginning. It always helps me when people believe in me. Y'all might not think that because it's not like I need it, but it just shows me you're doing the right thing, girl. So we're going to take a quick commercial break, and then we'll be back with an author. I'm not even going to say her name till it's time. So y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Soulful Chicago book fairs are the most exciting black book fairs on the planet. Born in July of 2016, Soulful Chicago book fairs have both increased the literary marketplace for black writers and given lovers of black literature places to find books about the black experience the world over. The main summer book fair stretches four city blocks on 61st Street between Cottage Grove and King Drive. Each block is characterized by its own genre, spanning the works of fiction authors, nonfiction authors, and children's authors. The day begins with a procession of elders at Top of the Court, demonstrating the book fair honoring our community's elders. The entertainment of the Soulful Chicago Book Fair has been second to none. Audiences travel to a Grammy-level stage, which has featured musical artists such as Eric Wilson, and many of Chicago's multicultural towns. The book fair's community stage is equidistant from either end and showcases puppet shows, open mic sessions, and author talk for festival goers to enjoy. Aspiring authors have enjoyed the Soulful Chicago Book Fair's lineup of helpful workshops on publishing, writing for children, and legalities of the publishing industry and more. From its exhibitors to its entertainment, its workshops, its overall power, the Soulful Chicago Book Fair will continue to be literary life and prosperity into the south side of Chicago for decades to come.
24 Chicago Book Fair presents its 2024 Spring Fling, Saturday, April 20th, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Over 100 titles by Black authors, fiction, nonfiction, and children's books. Free admission open to all ages. Book by the law. Featuring vocalist Sherry Stone, Dion Victoria's Art Party, Music Magic Time to Children, Great Food, lots of fun, and much, much more. Saturday, April 40th, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., Betty Shabazz Academy, 78th and Ellis. Special thanks to our sponsor, CEO Superhero.
That's right. Be there. That's what you want to do. Be there. So I actually have two callers before I bring on this last beautiful guest. I have two callers. Let me see what their numbers are up in here. 312-200, you're on the air. Tell us your name. I know you call it from Chi-Town. What's your name?
Yes, I am. I am Momlade. Momlade Hogan.
That's my movie right there. Look, look, look. This is what we do. When we at the party, we be like, ay, that's what we do. Hey, Mama, we always down on the dance tip. Tell me today why you calling in, girl, because I know it's on a different flavor today.
Oh, definitely, yeah. Although we're always on the dance tip, you know, I know that outside of dance, it's, you know, we're always going to be connected through anything that we do. You and the Chicago Soulful Book Fair is just a staple now in Chicago. I went the first year that you, you know, presented it to the South Side of Chicago, which was really needed. It was introduced to us on the South Side of Chicago. Actually introduced book literacy, period, to Chicago on a whole nother level. And I just want to give you your flowers. Thank you for that. And when you first introduced it to the Black community on 61st and Cottage, I work at the University of Chicago, and I had to work that day. But I was like pumping your event up, not even knowing what I was walking into. And I had to actually work, but I went on during my lunch because it was just down the street. And when I arrived, I was filled with so much, man, I was crying. I started crying because I saw the beauty, and it was just an overwhelming feeling. I was just so proud of our community. It just made me fall right back in love with my community as a whole. I'm already in love with my community. I'm already in love with my people. But it just made me fall in love with my community just so much more. Just to see so many Black authors, just to see that on so many, from children books to adult books, learning literacy, you know, exposing us to, you know, reading is really fundamental. It just reminded me that reading is fundamental. It could be a simple sentence, but it is powerful. Reading is fundamental. So I make it my business.
Say that.
Goal. Yes. So I make it my business to go every year. And each time I go to your events, Asada, I learn something new. You know, I'm always big on children reading books. So that's my first thing. I always buy books for the children. And before I even had a grandchild, I would just go ahead and buy books for the kids and pass it on out. But now that I have a grandkid, her Christmas gifts were children books from the Soulful Book Fair. So
that's what I'm talking about.
Yes,
and
I am grateful
this.
For that. Mm-hmm.
Let me say this, because this is what I appreciate. I have a lot of circles, y'all, dance, this, that, and other. But I really do appreciate that. Even though you from my dance world, you be at almost every event. Like, I got pictures of you at more than one event. So whether it be the holiday book fair, the one in the summer, when I see you, it really does warm my heart, because I feel like sometimes I feel like, man, if everybody I knew could just do everything I do, they could see it all and feel it all and benefit from it all. So when I see you, it really means a lot to me. So I just want to say thank you for always being there and seeing the value in the whole book world and getting books to your granddaughter and to, you know, our community. So thank you, my lady.
Thank you. Thank you. Keep it going. Keep it going.
Thank you, baby. Please. I appreciate you. Now,
Take care.
Do have another caller. I have another caller, y'all, and we're going to bring them on because I got to bring on my girl. Y'all playing games. 708-513, are you on the air now? 708-513, if you're available, you better say something.
Oh,
I hear him. Speak nice and loud.
Look, I didn't recognize my own phone number.
Oh, Lord, help us all. Help us all. Tell us a little bit about, well, this Ernest Abdullah, he is an author, but he also my road dog. Tell us about your experience, because while I met him in one way, I didn't even know he was an author. And he, were you coming into my metaverse the first time you came into my book fair world?
I came to your metaverse, right? That's right.
Okay.
Man,
what was that like? Because talk about that.
Just being there and meeting people, not just from all over the country, but all over the world. I mean, I got to explain my book, and I got different perspectives. That was a beautiful thing. I got different perspectives on how to live your life. It was
nice.
Powerful. Yes.
Nice.
And for me, that's what I'll be searching for. I'm a seeker. So I will go anywhere to get some new knowledge. And you just blasted it on me over there.
He goes out blasting it on
me. I was so impressed. And I'm still impressed. I'm still searching and I don't know. Thank you. That's all I can say. Thank you. Appreciate you.
Thank you. Yo, that's Ernest. Ernest didn't even have a computer, y'all, but he, to be in the metaverse, went and got a computer so he could be in the metaverse, sell his book, do book discussions, relate to people in the metaverse, and met people from around the world because he was in the metaverse. So thank you, my love, for calling in today.
I'm so happy that
you had a good experience with us, and it's more to come. Let it be known.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're
Thank
right.
you.
All
Thank right.
You
Appreciate you. All right. Now, for the moment, we've all been waiting for, poof, the coming of the authoress. She's an authoress. I'm putting that on the end today. This sister, you know, when I listen to what she writes about, I'll be like, yo, what's in her head right now? It's next level. It's not the average nothing. I'm going to bring her on, and she is none other than an author named Joanne Fastoff. How are you, darling?
I'm great. How are you, Asada?
Girl, I'm loving life, and I just love y'all too much because it just, you know, authors have dimensions to them. They're not just flat-out people who, you know, you greet. They actually have They might say hi to you, but there's things going on up in here because they create another story and another idea, and then it's more about what impact we're going to make. So tell me a little bit about how in the world did you find the book fair and just a little feedback about what you feel about it.
Well, I've been out here pounding those bookstores and the streets for 20 years, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So when I read various pieces of exposure for your book fair. I said, wow, this is so cool because I've done Harlem Book Fair. You know, I've done the Black Women's Expo. I've done Printer's Row so many times where I'm actually just a number. Unless you're like some big name like James Patterson or, you know, Walter Mosley, Printer's Row is not going to get you the kind of exposure you wanted. So I said, okay, here's another avenue of exposure for me, the Chicago Soulful Book Fair on the south side of Chicago. I said, oh, my God, I got to do this. So I went the first year. I guess it was 2016, 2017. Anyway, I went the first year, and I decided I'd take 50 books with me, and I'll take 100 of my pamphlets that kind of summarize all of my books. So I said, if I take 100 pamphlets, if I just hand those out and no one buys a book, I will at least touch 100 people. Well, I touched 100 people, but I also sold all 50 of my books. And I was just like, okay, this worked for me. And it worked for me because you had us in the section that we belong in. I was in fiction. Someone else is in children. Someone else is in nonfiction. Someone else is in science. Someone, you know, whatever. We were labeled correctly. And when I say labeled, this is very positive, okay?
Yeah.
But I said, oh, this works. This works so well. I sure hope she comes back next year, okay? And not to knock Harlem Book Fair, because I know you're from New York, but but what I really, Harlem Book Fair became that you had to be the black sister, brother, you know, I'm down with the people kind of stuff. And I had other stories to tell in the black neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And I had other stories to tell about a black man in law enforcement, okay, which, you know, and I was saying to myself, you know, okay, so everybody's not looking for my kind of reading, maybe, but of all the probably authors that were in the Harlem Book Fair, WABC came to me and said, do you know how different you are? And I go, excuse me, that book across from me has a line that's a block long, and I got two people talking to me. They said, yeah, but hers is how to get a brother in 10 days, how to keep a brother after 10 days, how to do this, how to do that, okay? And I'm writing about global problems that hit America's shores. And so I just said, okay, you know what? I'm going to keep pummeling. Because even though I'm the one producing the product, I always say that it takes my village to help me distribute it. And that's how I look at the so-called Chicago Book Fair, my village, okay? I'm not trying to be anything else but myself. And the so-called Chicago Book Fair has allowed me to be that.
Look. Look, I can say here with my tissue. Look. Wow.
I've been in four fairs. And, of course, my last one last summer was rained out.
Oh.
I still sold books.
I love that.
We were deluged to it rain, and I still sold some books.
Oh, man. I mean, that never happened, but I think, you know, there was, you know, on the physical universe and the spiritual universe, sometimes when you really going on the spiritual universe and everything going fabulous, yo, the little forces be like, let me show you something. Boom, rain. How you going to handle that? So that's just what it is. You know, you don't stop. You keep going. And see, I didn't even know that full story. The girl said she sold all 50 books. This was, see, that type of stuff to me, I don't know those things going on, but they're so important for people to hear because the platform, this is the thing, you know, building and they will come type of thing. Build the stage, build the event. This whole event is about literary everything, you know, poetry and people, even the entertainment. Those people compose those songs. But I love you and your books because they do bring a different story. We are not one-dimensional, you know, who only believe in sex and drugs or some nonsense. We have all of these other things that we can create. And so the fact that you were there, girl, I got footage. I got evidence of you. Look, y'all, let me show you. Look, evidence. Evidence of her presence. You even got an award. What was that award for, girl?
I don't know, but I know that it was wonderful. Okay.
Nice. Yeah, it's so important because I'm an author, as I said, but it's important to me to make sure we have good experiences as writers. because it's sort of like the underdog of the art world. You know, there's definitely a lot for dance, and there's definitely a lot for fine art and painting and those things, visual arts. But the writer, there's not a whole lot for the writer. And so my thing, I'm from, that being from New York, I'm going to give props to do. I was there when the Harlem Book Fair started, right, in the 90s. And it was once I moved here, and I was here my second time coming back, because I went to Northwestern, but went back home, came back in 14. But I came back, and I was like, why is there no book fair here? Like, what? This is the home of Gwendolyn Brooks and Lorraine Hansberry. Like, what are we doing? Like, why isn't there a big event? And I do know some people who created the event prior, like Donna Beasley had one at South Shore Cultural Center, a very big supporter of me. She supports me so much. She said, girl, I don't know how you're doing this. I don't know. So she supports anything that I do. But I, in that time, in 2015, the idea kind of came about, and we started in 2016, and we've never stopped. That's so funny you brought up the I hope she does this again, because once I did the first year, in my mind, I didn't have no years after, till y'all started saying, I can't wait till the next one. I was like, what are they talking about? I was like, they bugging. But it definitely has continued on and on and on. And even when the pandemic came and it stopped the book fair, God let me rest for 2020. That was good. And 2021, I was about to take some more rest. But then God was like, what is you doing? Find a way to do the book fair that goes beyond being locked up in your house. And that's where the Metaverse Book Fair came in, and getting our people. It's still taking some effort to get us there, but my goal is to set the stage so y'all can shine, and that's the bottom line. So I have a picture of all your fabulous books. Tell us a little bit about whichever one you want to make the focus. What do you feel people should start with when it comes to your books?
Well, those are all the fiction books, and then I write three nonfiction books.
Okay.
They're usually about sports.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So this particular series, I'm on the eighth book of this series, which should be done end of this year. But this particular series is about an FBI agent named Howard Watson. And what Howard does is he deals with global problems that hit America's shores. So illicit diamonds, tobacco smuggling, serial killing, drugs. In the latest book, The Avaricious, which, you know, means greedy, the greediest you could possibly be, avaricious, is about landmines that are still alive and well in countries that we've been in war with. And these two scientists, one of which is a black woman, develop a microchip to eradicate these landmines. But, of course, the greedy, they don't want these scientists to develop anything close to ruining their business of selling these landmines to countries bracing war. So it's a very interesting story. And, of course, Howard Watson, which is my guy, you know, he and his team are very instrumental in finding this core of inhumane people. I can't even say they're human when you don't care about other folks and it's just about the buck. So, I mean, you can, of course, start with the Gordian knot, which introduces Howard Watson, but I believe that all of the books, all of them stand on their own. And if, let's say, you read The Avaricious, which is my latest, and then you say to yourself, oh gosh, I wish I knew a little bit more about Howard Watson, then you might go back to one. You might go back to second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth. Mm-hmm. But they pretty much all stand on their own because they're all different stories. And the other thing about Howard Watson is that he's not afraid to use a woman agent. Okay, and so that works for me too.
Man, see, you know, I talk about this. I even talked about this in our show last week because we had all fiction writers. And I'm like, what? How do you do that? Like, that person, I mean, you seeing them at the store, but they probably think about characters. Y'all thinking about life situations, and it sounds like issues exist, but now how do you deal with them in a way that's palpable, like that people aren't going to be bored listening to World Hunger or whatever. And I love that you've taken, like, world events and put them in a fiction form where we could follow the story of this person. You have a saying that you say. I have it on some videos where you talk about the character, and you say, he's not this, he's not that, he's da-da-da. What's that saying?
He is not inept. He's not comic relief. He's not a sidekick. He happens to be a black man who's an FBI agent.
That's what I love when she say that. Because what? Y'all don't get it twisted out here. All these intelligent people writing all these books, making sure we get them out. Like, this is a thing, you know. But we're the keepers of the story, the writers. We're the keepers of the history, and we're the keepers of the future. And we have to make decisions about controlling the narrative. Now, if you don't like what somebody got to say, so good. Fix it. I mentioned earlier, I'm always bringing up my little Scientology tip, but one of the things that L. Ron Hubbard said is, if you see a problem, look at what you didn't do and know why it's a problem. So you see these problems, that part. So you see a problem, good. You have taken your writing and created the confronting of these issues, but through a character, and that's so important. And it's so important for us to deal with topics that take us somewhere else. We ain't going to the club right now. Stop it. We're not going to the bar. We got these other ways that we think, and I find books are the best way to capture that, because you can't be everywhere, but you can get everywhere. And so our meeting in 2015, what made you do the book fair? Was it because it was local? And I'm glad you said you did the Harlem Book Fair and all these other things, because then you were able to compare. But why did you do it? And then what did you find was, like, substantially different besides the, you know, we were divided by genre and da 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 da. What made it a different experience for you?
What made it different is that I thought I had a chance. And so the law of averages said that if you build it, they will come.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you did.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you
mm-hmm.
built it. We came.
Mm-hmm.
We were looking for our niche, okay, and our means that it's our thing, you know? I said this was just another avenue of exposure, so let me just try every avenue that I can. And if I hit as many, you know, it's like you say, you turn on all the burners and then you put the pot on one of them, it's going to get heated, okay? And I try to be everywhere that I can, but I don't want to exhaust my energy by not being able to talk to people. And Soulful Chicago Book Fair allowed me to talk to people. And not just hand out 100 flyers, but this is what I do. Maybe you can be interested. I'm not asking you to buy a book. I'm just asking you to take my pamphlet, which summarizes all my books. And maybe by these summarizations, you're going to say, oh, wow, this is interesting. Let me buy a book. And that's the thought that hit me those 8 hours that I was there on the first time, that every single person passing, let's say out of every 10 people that were passing by my booth, 3 of them were stopping. That's a big percentage.
Mm-hmm.
And I was able to work with that. And I said, this is an avenue exposure for me. I sure hope she does this again.
Yeah.
I'm in, you know.
Man, I'm so happy about that because, and look, I'm so happy you define avaricious. Because I was like, I'm going to have her clear that word. Because, honey, that's another thing we know in Scientology. If you don't understand a word, you're not going to retain anything after it, right? So the fact that you did do that, it made so much more, even more sense to me. I could have looked it up myself. But the greed, you know, it means greed. And the fact that
the most greedy. The most greedy that you could possibly be.
Wow. And then knowing that just makes it a whole, like, oh, dag, like, to really understand that money over the arching over it, the whole, you know, whoever you're talking about and what that greed is. And so I love it. And that's so fun. And if you look at this picture, this is a picture of you at the first event. Girl. Oh, girl, please. You're beautiful. Get on out of here. Let me tell y'all something. It, just that picture alone, and I'm looking at her tent, and I know the story behind that tent, and the fact that y'all didn't have no tent the day before. Friday, I didn't have any tent. So the fact that you had a tent, it's so much I can say about that experience, but it's great because one thing you're doing is you're smiling, you know,
yeah.
And every picture that I have of you, you are smiling, and that is important to me, you know, because that means you're having a good time, you know, and that it's a good experience, and I do need it to be that for you all. So, yeah, that makes a world of difference. And so
yeah.
The nonfiction that you do, well, first of all, your website, when they go to your website, what are they going to be able to find?
Everything and anything you want to know about me.
Okay. Cool. And every book, even the nonfiction?
Every book. My YouTube outlet, my Facebook Live outlet, my podcast, any awards that I've gotten, all kinds of book events that I've been. It's got everything, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm really crazy about my website because I've been told many times that it's so different for an author, and I go, well, you know, my background, my degree is in marketing. I think the least I can do is do some stuff for myself.
Yes.
I get emotionally involved. That's for somebody else to do for me. But
right.
The stuff that I could do for somebody else, and not putting together literally a website, but putting together a website where it makes sense
mm-hmm.
for people to see it,
mm-hmm.
okay?
Mm-hmm.
So all 10 of my books are on that website. So
I love that.
And my book trailers are on it, too.
Oh, I wish I'd have known. I had it ready right now. Let's watch a book trailer right this second. I might try to pull it up before we leave. But I do want to say thank you so much for believing in the book fair and just taking a step out on faith. Because, like I said, if somebody came to the first book fair, you had to have a faith that came from somewhere because I didn't have any evidence that I could pull this off. And so, yeah, go ahead. You could.
I was going to say that you exceeded my expectations.
Mm-hmm.
I had an expectation of what I could do, me, what I could do.
Mm-hmm.
But you exceeded my expectation by assisting, and you exacerbated what I could do. Okay? I know what I can do. Just give me the crowd. I know I can do this.
Mm-hmm.
I know I have a product. I know I have a point to make as an activist, letting my characters
mm-hmm.
be those activists.
Mm-hmm.
But you allowed that avenue of exposure for me. And, you know, it's like, you know, George R. R. Martin always said, there are many paths to the same castle.
True that.
Which one am I taking? Okay?
I love it.
Yeah.
I love that. Let me say thank you so much for coming today, Joanne. Our time is up. I'm like, oh, God, thank you for being here.
I'd like to be there. I'm in Mexico this whole month.
But you're here with us, baby. Boo, boo, boo. So thank you for being here, even in Mexico. Let it be known I love you and continue to flourish. Peace, guys. Thank you for being here, Mama. All right, guys. It's that time. I loved having you all, but be back on Tuesday, 7 to 9, for Gathering of the Griots next week. Peace. Have a good one.
We've come to the end of our show today, but you can hear every show in the archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. You can also hear today's show on the Female Solution Facebook page. Go to www.facebook.com/thefemalesolution. Leave your comments about today's show. You can always reach me on my website at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. Watch our TV shows, listen to our radio shows, order our books, and be sure to get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family listening from all around the world, we say thank you. To our family in China, Sheshe, India, Zanyaba, Japan, Arigato, Korea, Kamsanida, Russia, Spasiba, Germany, Danke, Poland, Dziękuję, France, Merci, Spain, Gracias, Italy, Grazie, Egypt, Shukran, Ghana, Medasi, Nigeria, Eshe, South Africa, Ngiyabonga, Senegal, Jerez, Kenya, Asante, Israel, Toda, Pakistan, Shukriya, Afghanistan, Tashakur, Saudi Arabia, Shukran, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you, and may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.